Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Wise. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Hector Jimenez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dylan Axelrod. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pedro Florimon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Pelfrey. And now, play ball. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rios hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Arcia who is chasing the ball. Rios reaches third base with a triple. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dunn takes first base on ball four. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vecido. Carroll reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carroll moves to third. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Willingham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Mauer moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mauer moves to third. Willingham moves to second. Two outs. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Arcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vecido for the out. Gillespie moves to second. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pelfrey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Pedro Florimon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Florimon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll moves to third. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rios hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Rios. The throw from Dumit and he is safe. Rios steals second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dumit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau moves to second. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Arcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau moves to third. two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 0-for-1 in the game. Vecido hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Florimond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Florimond is 0-for-1 in the game. Florimond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Florimond for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carroll strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rios hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Rios moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Anthony Swarzak now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko strikes out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gillespie is walked intentionally. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vecido hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rios tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kepinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dunn moves to third. Gillespie moves to second. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham is hit by the pitch. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willingham moves to second. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dumit strikes out. 1 out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Arcia strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Axelrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wise is 0-for-3 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Florimon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rios for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vicedo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Florimon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Florimon is 0-for-2 in the game. Florimon takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Florimon. The throw from Jimenez and he is safe. Florimon steals second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carroll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Florimon scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vicedo. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Carroll moves to third. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carroll scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Matt Thornton now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morneau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Jimenez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillespie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Josh Roenick now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vecido hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Kepinger reaches second base with a double. Konerko scores. Gillespie goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Florimond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dumit hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Arcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thornton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wise is 0 for 4 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roenick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rios is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dunn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Parmley pinch hits for Pedro Florimond. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Carroll now playing third base. Eduardo Escobar now playing shortstop. Brian Dozier now playing second base. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vecido hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alejandro Diaz a pinch runs for Dion Vecido. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-4 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. Dumit drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jimenez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz now playing left field. Brian Omagroso now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willingham for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.